Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Republicans expect President Trump to announce today that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg says Barrett is favored by conservatives.
She's conservative on a variety of issues. She's a very appealing candidate for the Supreme Court. She's 48 years old. If confirmed, she would serve for decades to come along with the other two Trump appointees in all probability. She'd be the youngest person on the court.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has the support he needs to move forward with the confirmation before the presidential election. A Chinese drug company says a coronavirus vaccine it's developing will be ready for worldwide distribution by early next year. But as NPR's John Ruich reports, regulations may make distribution difficult in the U.S.
Sinovac says more than 24,000 people are participating in phase 3 trials of the drug in Brazil, Turkey, and Indonesia. According to the AP, the company says it wants to provide the vaccine to the world, but it will prioritize distribution of it to countries hosting human trials. China is a relatively new player in the global vaccine market, and regulations in the U.S. have historically prevented the sale of Chinese vaccines. But Sinovac's CEO says that may change, and the company plans to apply for FDA approval to sell the vaccine here. China has moved aggressively to produce a vaccine since the virus was detected there late last year. The Sinovac drug, called CoronaVac, is one of several in final phase human trials. John Ruich, NPR News.
The Justice Department is investigating after 9 ballots cast by military members in the presidential election were found discarded in Pennsylvania. President Trump is indicating it was intentional. But Emily Previty of member station WITF reports Luzerne County officials say the ballots were thrown out by an inexperienced worker.
The county is blaming a temp hired for election season who's since been fired. Luzerne's election director noticed the discarded ballots. 7 had been opened, a violation of state election code. According to law enforcement experts, what happened next was highly unusual. District Attorney Stephanie Salavantis disclosed details of the open investigation to a local newspaper. Salavantis, who leads a working group on the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice, brought in U.S. Attorney Dave Freed. Then his office issued a news release stating the ballots had been cast for Trump. Luzerne's election board, which still hasn't been briefed, meets next week. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
In California, the largest utility is warning it may have to cut power for up to 100,000 people starting this weekend. This as more hot, dry weather risks worsening several major wildfires burning across the state. You're listening to NPR News. Investigators are looking into what caused a military plane to crash in Ukraine last night. Some 24 people, mostly Air Force cadets on board, were killed. The plane came down while trying to land during a training exercise. At least 2 people were critically injured. Video posted to social media by the Deputy Interior Minister showed the plane in flames lying near a road with smoke billowing into the sky. Tampa Bay has moved one step closer to winning the Stanley Cup. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Lightning won 5-4 in overtime in Toronto against the Dallas Stars.
A win in Game 4 has now put the Tampa Bay Lightning ahead 3-1 over the Dallas Stars, and Tampa Bay could end it all Saturday night and skate away with professional hockey's most coveted trophy. It was a hard-fought, edge-of-your-seat game that went back and forth all night. Dallas opened the scoring and led 2-1 at the end of the first period. The teams were tied at 3 at the end of the second, and a late Dallas goal in the third left them tied at 4 as they headed into overtime. But at 6:34 of an overtime nail-biter, Lightning defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk's power play goal put Tampa Bay on the verge of taking this series. That could come Saturday night in Toronto as the team square off for Game 5. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Saturday Night Live is set to resume filming next weekend after having come to an abrupt stop in the pandemic. And creator Lorne Michaels says Kate McKinnon can be expected to resume her portrayal of Ruth Bader Ginsburg this season. The Justice died last week from complications of cancer at the age of 87. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.